The Christmas season includes so many sounds to lift hearts and spirits, doesn't it? Kids laughing, people singing, bells ringing. That last sound has a multifaceted significance, too. While it's part of the Christmas time environment, it's also a reminder that the work of the Salvation Army needs financial support to continue and succeed. That's the purpose behind their annual Red Kettle campaign. Now, I'm sure that despite the rushing around that you do stop to drop some coin or paper money into that Red Kettle. Did you ever wish that you could do more? Well, guess what? You can, and you can have a lot of fun doing it. My first guest is here with information on how you can become one of those Red Kettle bell ringers this year here in New Jersey. He's commanding officer, executive director with the Salvation Army, Major Brian DeMichael. Major, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to be with you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Got this on our homepage, but I'll give it to you for your ears right now, salvationarmynj.org. And to find out more about what we are talking about with Major, /volunteer, and you are going to be amazed how easy it is. And like I said, it can be a lot of fun, too. How important is the Red Kettle campaign to the work of the Salvation Army?
You really can't put a number on it almost, you know, Chris. It's so important to what we do. And I think one of the important things that people are beginning to realize and beginning to learn is that the funds that we raise at Christmas time aren't just for what we do at Christmas time. I mean, you know, we do utilize those funds to make sure we have toys and food for families in need at Christmas time, particularly children. But those funds raised at the kettles during Christmas time really support and sustain Army work throughout the year. It's really the largest public front-facing fundraiser that most of our units have over the course of the year. And so it's such a vital piece of what we do. It can't be overstated. It can't be overestimated.
For you listening, certainly you hear the Salvation Army being among the first and foremost when it comes to disaster relief. But as the Major said, for meals, housing, empowering the youth, seniors, veterans, helping people deal with addiction and poverty, all through a faith-based platform as well. Just as one example, in New Jersey for 2022, meals provided by the Salvation Army here in New Jersey, 6.6 million. And that's only happening because people are responding financially to the need when the call to respond to that need is presented. Like I said, Christmas time with the bells. That's been around for a long time, too, this campaign. So I'm assuming it is a great, significant, solid for the organization.
It is. It's really, you know, if you ask people what they know of the Salvation Army, they usually mention a few things. Number one, they mention the box where we collect donated items. But usually at the top of the list, you know that the Salvation Army is going to be, representative is going to be in front of the store where you shop at Christmas time, ringing the bell. You know, the bell drives people crazy, but it still identifies the Salvation Army is doing the work at Christmas time that needs to be done. You see it in movies, you see it on TV shows, and hopefully if you're out and about in New Jersey this season, you'll see it in front of the places where you shop, giving people an opportunity to support in very, very practical ways the work that we continue to do in communities in every zip code in the state. We're everywhere, and you can find us everywhere because that's what we really feel we're called to do.
Looking, you know, traveling around as I do every year this time of year, and you see the bell ringers, it's almost like each place has their own personality. You can see individuals, you can see people come together as groups. If there's a bell ringer that has a kid that's part of a school orchestra, the band comes over. I mean, there are no limitations, really, of how much fun and how much of a personality you can put behind this. It's not just simply standing there ringing the bell.
Absolutely. The options are endless, and that's one of the ways that we encourage people to really engage with the opportunity to volunteer to ring the bell. I mean, if you want to stand there by yourself, you're welcome to do it, and we would love that that help. But if you have a group that you're involved with, if your business would consider volunteering time to cover, you know, you think about it. If a kettle is in front of a store from 10 to 8, that's 10 hours. If you have five people that you work with that will give 2 hours each, then that's a full day covered. If you're part of a group, like you said, a music group, a small group or a Sunday school class or any kind of fellowship or affinity group, those are great, great ways to really be supportive of what the Salvation Army is doing. And it can be really rewarding. It can be fun for groups of people to be out there, groups of like-minded people doing what they like to do, and also being a part of that really important fundraiser that is the Salvation Army Red Kettle effort. You know, it's really only limited by the creativity of what you can bring to the table and what that availability is for you. But we're really open to almost anything if people are willing to stand for us, for sure.
Major Brian D. Michael, Commanding Officer, Executive Director with the Salvation Army, talking about their Red Kettle campaign, need for volunteers. We are going to get into the hows and whys of that. You can also jump on over to salvationarmynj.org/volunteer to not just learn more, but get involved yourself. You are listening to Issues and Ideas. You hinted already about the timeline, but what are some of the specifics about what is required of a Red Kettle bell ringer?
Pretty much, you know, the stores allow us to stand based on their timeline. Generally, you're talking late morning into the early evening. Business starts to tail off at a certain point. We take a Sabbath day on Sunday, so we don't stand kettles on Sunday. But if anybody is available between Monday and between Monday and Saturday, pretty much any time during the day into the early evening, most places will say if you can give us an hour or two at a minimum, that would be wonderful. But really, again, we're open to any ideas that the Salvation Army, you know, has to really utilize our volunteers. And those can happen within the context of the conversation. So if somebody's interested, they go to our website that you already mentioned, salvationarmynj.org, throw their name in the ring. Somebody will contact them, get an idea of where they want to be, what part of the state they live in, and what their time frame is, either day or date or time, and really do everything we can to find a good fit for that individual that desires to be helpful. There's all kinds of other ways to help as well. But if somebody is willing to ring a bell at a kettle, just taking that initial step of putting your name out there and allowing somebody to reach out to you to determine the details of that would be great, really, really helpful for us.
It can't be any more user-friendly. You can pretty much name your days, name your time, name your location, and it's really as simple as that. And we have to say, too, the Salvation Army does include a safety factor. If you move forward in the process, there is a background check involved, and that's a good thing.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we, you know, the safety of the people that are associated with us is of the utmost importance. And so that's all becomes part of the process when it's reached out. But we try to make it user friendly as well. So if people are eager to help, we can get all that done as quickly as we can and get people, with a bell. And, you know, not for nothing, but we just want to make sure, you know, you don't even have to bring your own bell. We'll make sure you have a bell to be at the kettle. We have a good supply, as you can imagine.
Oh, I would hope so. Otherwise, this is all for naught. And you mentioned, too, there are alternatives. If a business can't physically participate, if you go over to SalvationArmyNJ.org, you can find a whole variety of ways to be a sponsorship participant, from totals as on the low side of $500 to $25,000. You can help anywhere between 100 and 5,000 families. You get recognition, although we know that's not why you're doing it, but it's a good thing to be recognized for your work because it inspires others to follow your lead. And I happen to know, just in our backyard, we have quite a few businesses who I believe could pretty much handle that gold, platinum, and the holiday hope level, which you'll see over at the business sponsorship section at salvationarmynj.org. And I hope that I'm putting a little reminder in your ear or catalyst in your ear, business owners, to get involved that way if you can't do it physical. I would imagine, Major, too, that a lot of bell ringers are repeat ringers, are they not?
No doubt. I think people really sense that they're a part of something larger and a part of something really positive for the community. And so when they volunteer once, really, you know, sometimes all it takes is an understanding, a recognition that people appreciate that they're there and that you've given them the opportunity to support in their way as well. And so there really is. I mean, if you can even a little bit tolerate a bit of cold weather now and then the payoff is definitely worth it. And we do find that that people want to come back. They want to continue to participate. They want to bring their family. They want to instill even in their, you know, in their kids, the idea of giving back to the community in a very practical way. So there's all kinds of benefit. I mean, it definitely benefits us and we want to be grateful and express that, but there's all kinds of benefits to the individual, as well. And we hope people really grasp that and it makes them want to come back and return year after year.
So if you're listening and saying, you know what, I could do this, SalvationArmyNJ.org. You show up on the web form with your name, if you want to be a group or an individual, email address, phone number, choose your location. There's a drop-down menu. That'll be the start of it. You'll be contacted as a follow-up. And, oh, by the way, as far as a background check, if you're volunteering as a group, you have to designate a leader of your group, and you will be the one subject to the background check because as a leader, hey, you're the one responsible, and it's going to be a good thing too. So, again, the starting point, SalvationArmyNJ.org. Find out more about the business sponsorship possibilities as well, a whole variety of levels, and you'll also find out, too, there's a lot more to the Salvation Army than you might have known about and thought about. Variety of services that they are providing each and every community, not just in New Jersey, but all across the nation. SalvationArmyNJ.org. We've been joined by Commanding Officer, Executive Director of the Salvation Army, Major Brian D. Michael. Major, thank you so much for the work that the Salvation Army does and how easy you make it for all of us to become involved, either as donating or being a participant in encouraging those donations. All the best of success. Thanks for being here today.
Chris, thanks for advocating for us. I appreciate the time today. Hope you have a happy holiday season.